Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source all over the world. I'm just kidding. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast, though. Make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as there's so many great articles and blogs on the site for you to check out. And feel free to give us a call anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And make sure you check us out on YouTube, as we have all the interviews on there, and all social media at Cannabis Talk 101. My brother from another mother, Blue, is up to number one, Christopher Wright. And he's not here today. He's handling a nice little meeting for us. And of course, you could always catch me on the gram and all social media at Joe Grande 52. And if you're ready to make your own edibles, folks, well, Truffly Made offers the highest quality and most affordable tabletop candy depositories and silicone molds on the market. Now, it's made in Germany and developed by candy makers for candy makers. If you're out there and you want to make something, Truffly Made is a spot, you guys. They can come out there and make up to 10,000 pieces of candy per hour. Go to trufflymade.com or call them direct, 619-500-3102. Today, joining me via Zoom, I can't wait to talk to this young lady, because we have a company that's shining light on the mental, spiritual, and physical healing that can come, of course, from this beautiful cannabis plant. Now, joining us today via Zoom in an undisclosed laboratory in Northern California, she is hidden in the dome, Chia Rodriguez. Welcome. She's the co-founder and operations director of Arcana Flowers, a cannabis company that brings consumers unique proprietary genetics, carefully bred for flavor, terpene, and cannabinoid profiles. You guys, Arcana Flowers is cultivated by second-generation farmers, sustainable off-grid grown with integrity, love for the plant, the soil, and the people. So be sure to check out their delicious genetics, including their legendary strain, which I love the name, Happy Camper. It's a one-in-one, you guys, the CBD, THC, only at their website. Check it out, you guys. It's Arcana Flowers.com, or check them out on the gram, Arcana_flowers. Without further ado, please give it up for the Chia Pet herself. She's joining us. Thank you, Chia. I love the name,
Thank
too,
you.
By the way.
That was so, quite an introduction.
Quite an introduction, right? Well, Chia, where are you at in Northern California? I am from Northern California, so I'm so curious.
Right on. Well, I live in Redwood Valley, which is a little bit north of Ukiah. Most people
way up north.
Ukiah. Yeah.
You're damn near Oregon.
Not quite.
It feels like that. I was born and raised in San Jose. So when I think of Northern California, I think of the Bay Area, San Jose. And then when some folks say Northern California, right, you go up that far, I'm like, you're borderline Canada. My, I'm like, that's boring. That's right by Washington.
Triangle, so, you
exactly.
Know.
You're out there doing your thing. How did you get into this? And, you know, I mean, Chia, what made you be the co-founder and operations director for Arcana Flowers? How did you get involved with these guys?
Well, it's been and myself, and it's our brand, it's our farm. We do it all. We're actually training our sons, the third generation.
Oh, no way. So it's you and your husband? It's a family owned business?
Yeah. So we do everything. We don't have any help.
So how so walk me through this then. You and your husband are married. How long were you guys dating before you decided to create and cultivate your own brand like this? How did this come to be?
Okay, well, I'll just say from the beginning that I was basically born into this industry. My father was a gorilla grower back in the day. And so he was a back to the land hippie, came to this intentional community outside of Ukiah back in 1974. And my husband's father, same thing. He came a little bit earlier to this community. And so that's how we met.
Through dad, your dad and his dad were growers?
Yeah, back in the day,
how dope is that? Yeah, the OG growers, yeah.
Plants, yeah. You didn't have to have a lot of plants back in those days to make money. You know? So, yeah, so that was kind of just the culture and the community around here. Pretty much, you know, everybody I knew grew cannabis to some extent my whole life. And then when my husband and I actually kind of adopted my father's cultivation for a year or two, and then we found a piece of property where we've been cultivating ever since. So together we've been cultivating for, this will be our 26th season.
Wow. And 26 years, you obviously started off growing, I would say, in the black market area. Is that
right? So we're in the Prop 215.
Oh, Prop 215, okay.
When we first really started getting out from the, you know, the guerrilla style, when we moved out into the sunshine, that was a big step, of course, in the Prop 215 timeframe. And so we cultivated under that model. Actually, there was a model in Mendocino County called the 9-point program, which was the sheriff actually overlooked your cultivation. They came in and inspected your farm. It was really intimidating. I have to say it was kind of nerve wracking, right?
But yet kind of cool because, you know, it's being overlooked and no one's going to come rob you.
Well, you know, I have to say that the whole program was really corrupt in the end. And
there
was a lot of drama. Yes, actually, the FBI took all the records from all the cultivators at some point. And it was, we were all like, oh, my God, something bad's going to happen. But nothing ever came of it. But anyways, So we cultivated under that model for, I think it was 3 years that they had that program. And then we could grow 99 plants instead of your 25, like was in the medical model with you could kind of stack medical cards at that point for the patients that you were cultivating for. So we did that for a while. And then when that program just kind of flopped, we looked forward to Prop 64 coming. At that point, we thought it was exciting. Now I have other things to say about it. But, you know, at that moment, we thought, wow, you know, maybe we could be at the forefront of this. We're really doing something unique. We are, you know, legacy cultivators. We're representing, you know, the next generation, unique genetics from Mendocino County and such. And so we thought, hey, you know, how about we, you know, get ahead of the game, figure out what we're going to do. And when the tsunami hits, basically is how we were thinking about Prop 64, like everybody's going to rush in here all at once. And what are, you know, who are we in that picture? And so we decided to create a brand, Arcana Flowers. And we also at the same time created a group called Mendocino Generations. And at that time, when everybody was just figuring out how to get licensed and go down that road, people were confused and didn't know what to do and all that. And I kind of, since we were sort of the first in line, we were actually the 12th permit in Mendocino County when the program opened.
Okay.
And so we were kind of at the forefront there. So a lot of people are asking us, like, how are you doing it? What do I need to do? And so we formed this group of actually at one point had 65 farm members in Mendocino County and Mendocino Generations. And then a bunch of people retired, quit, didn't want to move forward, couldn't move forward because the county wouldn't allow them to and so on. And so now that group is just, we're all friends and we all help each other, you know. My life mission is a community over competition, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my community. And I'm always helping my fellow farmers and friends way to try to dispensaries and do events and all these kinds of things. So,
Chia, I think that line was prolific right there about helping the community like that. That line was just like
community over competition. Yeah.
Hearing you say that, Chia, is what I wish more of the cannabis industry would do and come together. Right. Like,
yeah,
everyone
sure.
should join and share secrets and share passion so that we could all make better medicine for the world to, you know, accept, which I believe is something that I like what you're saying. How did you guys, Chia, come up with our can of flowers? What does it mean? The big A, the R, and then can of flowers.
Yeah. So Arcana with one N is a word that means the power that a plant holds within it. And we added another N just to play on words with cannabis. So that's how we came up with our can of flowers. And that was because we really believe in the plant spirit medicine. So we live off grid. We're really in tune with nature here. Both my husband and I believe in, you know, better living through cannabis, actually our tagline, but that, you know, that cannabis helps us mentally, spiritually, and physically, you know, as we know, for tons of different issues, right? And so we were looking at it for more from a holistic perspective, that cannabis is really real medicine and it needs to be treated that way as we move into the recreational arena. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were playing homage to the power that this plant has.
Chia, you're speaking our language here, meaning we believe the plant is true medicine and should be used that way as well. I choose to use cannabis as medicine. I choose to use an edible in the daytime, in the afternoon for the pains in my hips and my ankles. And I choose to use it, quote unquote, the terminology that you just used medically, right? When I'm hurting in my ankle, in my hip, in my this and that, I rub salves. I'll now use hit the oil, the pins. I don't smoke flower, but I use this medicine as real medicine. And I fully agree with everything you're saying. And I really like the fact that Arcana stands for that. Arcana flower, you guys, as we're hearing what Chia says and her husband, and hearing the story about your father and his father being OG, you know, growers, and you guys hearing about living off the grid and really using the natural environments for what you guys are talking about, life and, you know, getting fiber from the plants and this and that. We're going to take a break when we come back, and I want to get into your guys' wellness that you guys are teaching about cannabis, because on your website, you have this watermelon cannabis juice. We're
going to
talk about it, folks, when we come back. It's Cannabis Talk 101. You're going to want to hear all about our can of flowers, watermelon cannabis juice. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back. to Cannabis Talk 101.
Well, you guys, I don't know if you've seen the latest edition of the Cannabis Talk magazine, but it's really cool. Go to CannabisTalkMagazine.com and check it out today. I'm sitting here talking to Chia. Chia, you're so cool of what you and your husband have built out there with this Arcana Flowers. I'm really liking the organ, not only the organization, but like what you guys stand for, right? Like, I always look at companies, and in my opinion, anybody can kind of grow weed, right? But you're over there in the Mecca, you're in the trifecta, so therefore you have the environment that's going to create very good weed, cannabis. And you guys are coming from legacy growers. Both of your parents are the hippie era. Let's just face it, you're at least probably 40 plus years old. Your parents are, you know, looking at the same older-ish, they're older than me, so that's good. I get it. And that being said, we now know Arcana is the real deal, folks. And now what we hear is that you care about people. And now I see on your website, you have this watermelon cannabis juice. What is this? And you have an 11-minute video on there. I don't know what the video is. I just know that we're watching it somewhat and people are chiming on YouTube, and we have it. Pull it up on Diego so the listeners, that's what you're seeing on YouTube. Feel free to go to their website, of course, arcanaflowers.com, and be able to listen to the whole thing. But Chia, give me the, you know, cliff notes of this 11-minute video.
Sure. Well, we all know that cannabis leaves hold other nutrients in them than besides the bud. So we can juice the fresh leaves and not get high from it. So this video is showing that you can juice the fresh cannabis leaves that have been washed with water and ice if you prefer. And you can add really any kind of fruit that you like. I like watermelon because usually it comes right at the same season as the leaves when we have tons of leaves in the garden. I also juice and make a concentrate of the leaves. If you're, you know, able to get a hold of really clean cannabis leaves, then that's ideal. And you can make a concentrate and just filter it out and then freeze it in serving portions. And so it's,
so you can save these drinks and freeze them?
Yeah, for
after
sure.
You
so
then blend
for
them?
The winter, you can have it as medicine. Mm-hmm.
Andrea, did you hear that? We can freeze these drinks. We have a nutritionist here, Andrea, who's been on a previous podcast. And pop, yeah. And I'm sitting here looking at this. We need to get some weed leaves and make these. And not only that, we have a girl named Ruby who's been saying about how she's like, Joe, you need to make smoothies and we need to find this, you know, flower and plant. So you guys are actually using your leaves that you guys grow at Arcana Flower and then are making these juices? Or are you guys just telling people or selling them?
I don't sell it. I just make it for our own nutrition and our family. My kids drink it. They've always drank it. There's no way you're going to get high from it. It doesn't have, you know, you're not decarboxylating. You're not heating it up. So it's just cold. And there's not a lot of trichomes on the large fan leaves. So you can see behind me, these plants here, you know, the large fan leaves are the ones more at the bottom. They're not right at the of the flower. And so they don't have a ton of trichomes on them, but they do contain a lot of other good nutrients, you know, just like any other green juice too. And so, yeah, you can make popsicles, you could make concentrate and freeze it. You can add it to your smoothie every day. Ideally fresh is best.
Is this something that you guys learned as a youngster? Because I always look at like Andrea and Ruby here as like our go-to nutritionists, and Ruby's the old school Mexican, you know, remedy fucking lady that like, you know, used the cannabis for this and that. And she's, you know, she reminds me of like my old Nana, you know, grandmother soul, of who's like teaching everybody in the office how to treat their bodies with cannabis.
Yeah.
And then we have the other Mexican lady that's over there, you know, feeding everybody the juices. And Andrea's like, oh, did you know this antioxidant? And now I'm getting hit it with you, Chia, as well, and seeing it on your website. I just feel like it's God talking to me to let everybody else out there know that this is a great way of getting cannabis in your body that, like you just said, is at any level in age. When you're using that, is there a proper way to clean it and get it right? Because you're grabbing these leaves from the plant, you know, so is it, put it in just regular water, like you said? Should I put it in vinegar? Should I put it in gasoline? I mean, What should I do to make
you
sure before I give it to my cat?
Yeah.
Your kids.
I mean, basically on our farm, we're all organic, but we do use some, you know, foliar sprays sometimes or different things for pests, natural things for pests and such. So, and there's dust and there's just like bird poop and all kinds of things out.
Oh, good point. You're right.
So I like to just soak them for a little while and then, you know, rough them up and wash them a couple times. It's really, really easy. And if, you know, if you got a little dust in there, it's not going to kill you anyway.
Chia, when are we going to see Arcana Flowers and other cannabis brands start selling these leaves like we see spinach leaves at Costco and bags of these leaves that have been organically cleaned so that I too can buy this here in Orange County and put this in a blender and be able to make my smoothies with cannabis leaves? When is that going to happen?
That will be the day. So we need some regulation changes before that's allowed, because as we know, in the cannabis arena in California, nothing can be sold in a retail outlet until it is tested with a COA, right? A certificate of analysis test. And so unfortunately, when you're selling something fresh, like fresh juice or fresh frozen leaves, it's more challenging because they, by the time the COA has been taken and the results come back, it's not going to be fresh anymore. So things have changed, right? So this is something that we need to work towards. And it would be nice for juice bars or even dispensaries who have, you know, a dab bar. They could also make smoothies in there. Why not? But at this point, the way the regulations have it, we can't do that, unfortunately. And
can
so
you
I
gift
just
it to people? Can people go to, like, you know? Could I call a farm locally or anybody listening, find you if they're even in like Arizona or they're in, you know, whatever.
You
could they call
sure
their local farms and say, hey, guys, can I get some leaves from you guys? I'm in Chicago. I'm in Illinois. And I know of a grow out there. Can they call your local grows and ask? Like, my point is you owning and growing forever, right? Would somebody be able to call you and be like, Chia, can I get some leaves?
Those leaves that come off of my plants have to end up in the compost or at a waste disposal for cannabis, which is another ridiculous thing that the regulations state.
Right.
So, yes, and technically, I'm supposed to weigh every single leaf that ever comes off our plants and tell the DC or metric system and the DCC that we have done so. It's the whole thing is backwards. We all know that, but you know, we're doing the best that we can. But with sharing medicine, I can share my personal medicine with anybody that I want. That's over 21, right? I can say that. Here, I'm going to share this with you.
Right.
So that's what I do. I just make it for fun. And
as we talk about this medicine with Arcana, I mean, I'm seeing sour cherry more, pineapple cheesecake, lemon fire OG, Jedi Knight, and True Rider. These are just the big ones that are right there. Are these what you guys currently pushing right now? Or what are the strains that are coming right now from Arcana?
Yeah, pretty close. We have a rotating menu. So my husband is a breeder. So he has made strains or cultivars from other plants that we have gotten, maybe pollen or seeds or plants from friends and neighbors, et cetera, over the years. And so he's created some things that work best in our terroir. So terroir is like the natural environment that we are in. Certain cultivars don't work well because of the light hours, where we are in relation to the equator and so on. And so we grow things that work best here through trial and error. Some things don't work great here and we know we move on to something different. And so he's bred and create some things that are really unique. Like right now we have the Jedi Knights OG. We just finalized a batch of pre-rolls today actually. And so that's coming out. That's a nice gassy OG. People really like that one for that, like, you know, that gas flavor. We also won the state fair for, cannabis in California, actually, for the True Rider OG, which is our other signature strain that is high in myrcene. And myrcene is a terpene that's super helpful for pain relief and sleep relaxation, that kind of thing. And so I had back surgery a couple years ago. This strain is the only thing that really works for my pain every evening. And, you know, it's amazing. It tastes really nice. And it has a really good effect.
It looks good. We're looking at it online right here and it looks very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then we have the pineapple cheesecake right now, which is a classic favorite. It just tastes like and smells like funky pineapples. It's awesome.
There's nothing like a good pineapple cheesecake, too. I mean, let's just face it. Even when you say that, my mouth's watering. Good, right? Boy, I'm like, and look at that look right there, boy. If you're watching on YouTube, you got to go check this out to check out their flour. I tell you right now, your husband has a green thumb. I love what you guys are doing. When we come back, we're going to take a break. I want to ask you and walk us through what it's like being a canna mom. Meaning, you live out there. How many kids you got? Two, you said? Is it two or three? Three. Being a mom out there that's in this industry, but I want you to talk strictly from the mom aspect that owns a cannabis company, and then you have to go to school. Granted, you're in that trifecta, so most people, it's very familiar. But give me some stories of how do you get treated being the canna mom in the school. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Our canna flowers is in the building. Yeah, soon. We'll be right back.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe. Cannabis Talk 101.
I don't know if you ever found yourself caught up, folks, and need a lawyer to help you out with, but if you do, I got a guy for you named Freddie Sage at the Fox Firm. He has over 20 years of experience and has become one of the best-known criminal defense firms and cannabis law attorneys in the state of California. Even Teddy thinks he's great. Low-level misdemeanors, the high-level felonies, any matters related to cannabis, folks, the Fox Firm offers a free initial consultation on all legal matters. Call them now, 310-877-5033, or check out their website, foxfirm.com. That's with two X's. Tria Rodriguez, co-founder and operations director at Arcana Flower. I mean, as we talk about Arcana Flower and what you guys are doing and what's the big brands out there, what is it that's the number one seller for you guys, Gia?
Well, actually, we didn't mention the Drama Queen earlier when we were talking. That's
I've dealt with a few of those.
Yeah, that's right. That's a new strain on our menu this year that is quite popular. So we're having fun with that one. A lot of men like to buy that one for their women.
I wonder why, right? It's just like, hey, I brought you something home. Ha 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 ha. It's funny. Exactly. So, yeah. Gia, you're a mom out there in the trifecta, and your dad grew up growing. So it's kind of like you're part of it. But I know there's Karens all over the world, even in the trifecta. How is it being that mom that has the cannabis brand? You know, my wife's a physical therapist. The kids look at, you know, their mom and she's a PT. The kids go, oh, your mom wears scrubs. You know, it's one way to be looked at. You, right, Your mom sells weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. So how is that for you? Talk to me. Give me the stories.
Well, it's mixed. I mean, my kids are older now. So my older son is 23 and my younger son is 16.
Oh, so he's taken from the top.
Yeah.
So, like, this is great, Bob. I got all the weed I need.
Well, we had some challenges with that during when my older son was, you know, in his teens. And if you've seen the movie Ladybuds,
that's right. There's a movie about a documentary, right? Called Ladybuds.
Yeah. Yeah. And so in that follows six women in the cannabis industry, including myself, which includes my family. And so they followed us for about 3 or 4 years actually filming. And so it was like my older son was maybe like 12 or 13 through about 15, 16. And so during that time, he was smoking dabs, which I don't recommend for a growing brain. And he was having a hard time keeping up with school and his responsibilities and being a nice person. So we, you know, we're having trouble with that, which I'm sure most families deal with in general, you know, teen attitudes and all these things that are going to push boundaries and all that. And so, you know, he had as much flour around him as he could ever want, but right. He was wanting to try dabs. And so, you know, that didn't go very well for him. He has Lyme disease and so, you know, I wasn't super opposed to him.
Oh, well, then he's using for medicine. Yeah, that's real. That's real.
Yeah,
treatment.
But when you're, you know, not able to, and you're not doing your schoolwork, you're not showing up for your family or yourself.
That's such a tough call, though, right? Don't you? Like, you're right. You got to be responsible, but yet you have Lyme disease and you're hurting him. I have a personal friend by the name of JV we did morning radio in San Francisco together, and he had Lyme disease. And I don't know if you know the story, but he committed suicide. And I just celebrated his year anniversary. We got a memorial for him at the San Jose Arena, and he had Lyme disease. So, you know, I was talking to another guy by the name of Scott Coker, who was trying to help him. So, you know, I don't know what you're doing with your son with Lyme disease, but it's I didn't know how big of a fucking thing it is. It's like,
it's no fun. I have it as well. My husband has it also.
Oh, wow.
Our son seems to be all right so far, but you know, it's a challenge, and there he had, you know, physical limitations and some physical pain and other issues like that. So it's kind of like he had a medical card actually under 18, and that's pretty, you know, that's acceptable. But as long as you're utilizing it, you know, responsibly. And so anyways, yeah, I mean, I feel like I felt a little hypocritical. I know my husband probably felt similarly at some point. It's like, we're utilizing cannabis on a daily basis, multiple times a day in every way, topically, you know, eating it, smoking it, all the things, right? And so it's hard not to feel a little bit of hypocrisy,
right? Yeah, a little hypocritical, like, right? No, son, don't do anybody. But it
opened, you know, opens the channel for communication and talking to your kids about it. And that's the thing that I always, you know, say is like, talk to them about what the plant is and how it works and why it's important that they're not utilizing it under 18 unless they need it medically, because the effect, the growing brain is not the best, you know? And so, especially when you're doing dabs or like these vape pens or doing super hard core, super high THC stuff all the time, like, let's have a balance. Let's utilize it smartly. Let's, you know, try topicals, all that, juicing, all these kind of things too. Very beneficial for kids, like we talked about. So,
and this is all in the documentary as well.
Yeah, for sure. It was very vulnerable.
Oh, that is so cool. I can't wait. Where can we watch this at? Ladybuds.
Well, so it's on all the platforms, not Netflix. It's on Amazon. It's on Stars. You can find it on YouTube.
I can't wait to go home and geek out tonight. About how long is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Hour and a half. So.
Perfect. What a good watch tonight. I don't know if anybody wants to come over to my house and watch
Bring your tissues. It is a tearjerker, you know. You know, that it's taking all these women from pre-Prop 64 through that transition of Prop 64, different operators like dispensary owner, multiple cultivators, manufacturer, distro. So it's, and an activist. So it's taking all these women through that whole transition and then kind of like wrapping up at the end to see where we're at about 4 years later. And so, you know, it was a ride for sure.
You know, and I'm watching some of it right here and looking at Sue Taylor, and I've interviewed Sue as well.
Oh yeah.
And she's awesome. Such a wonderful lady. She's with Glass House as well, representing with them. And Sue's a tremendous, I believe she's out of Oakland, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. She's in Bay Area, Berkeley.
Bay Area, right? Yeah. And what a story she has, right? Too, like, she wasn't this cannabis grower, user, smoker, and then now she's older and she's
all
fucking...
a high school principal,
dude,
Catholic.
Right? Yeah. Like, she's like Miss, like, no cannabis, and that she's an older Black woman who goes from no to my son just showed me, and now cannabis is shit. Look at how great of that. Her story's phenomenal. I love that lady, dude. It's so funny that I just seen her in your clip. I had no idea she was in your movie. There's so many great women out there that have so many great stories too around cannabis and have really pushed this, you know, industry to the next level that I don't know if people realize that or not, but I feel like I do. And when I realize that, like, people need to realize it's the mother plant, folks. I mean, you know, it's there's so many motherly things about this whole cannabis industry that I'm a mama's boy, first off. I'm the baby of the family. You know what I mean? Like, I love women. And I just like, I love when I see women like you doing what you're doing and other women that are in this game that are just propelling it to the next level and treating it with the respect and the class and the love that it is medicine. And we're trying to be better people and we're trying to make this earth better. Everything I've read about you guys, everything I've heard about you. And now I can't wait to see Lady Buds, to see your vulnerability. Go out there and support this type of show, because she is pouring her heart out and her family's heart out and putting this vulnerability state for us to use medicine freely so that we can be a better society. And that's what I'm feeling our can of flowers is about. And I love hearing your guys' story. We like to do the high five with everybody that comes on, Chia. So question number one, from Arcana Flowers, the co-founder and operations director. Chia, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where did you get it from?
Ooh. I got it from my father. I have to say I was, you know, doing things in high school that I probably shouldn't have been doing. That time taking advantage a little bit of the plentiful, the bounty, I guess, my dad was willing to share. So, young, I would say.
Well, I was six, Chia. So,
I may be like 15, 14.
Okay, so my point is, I mean, I was six and my brother was 16. So, you know, I mean, I always admit that story. So, you know, and Teddy, he's only two and he's already knocked out and he's just getting a contact high sitting here on the table with us. So, okay, so high school, that's not a bad age right there from your dad's supply. You know it was a good one. It was organically grown, good quality. Question number two of the high five, Chia, what is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Well, I actually really love to take a dry hit off of a joint where I smoke it. I like to get the flavor and like unlock my endocannabinoid system, you know, and get that taste. Cause as a breeder, I really, you know, I respect like the flavor of the plant. So that for me is my number one. Though I have to say, since COVID and just 45 years of life, my lungs are not what they used to be. And I should probably vape more often. So I actually just did get a really nice Dr. Vapor for Christmas for the house. And so we've been using flower and trying some hash, which is not my usual. But for pain relief, you know, doing some hash with, especially with things with myrcene in it, has been really helpful for me.
That's always a good solution. Yeah. Better than those opioids. Craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about just back in the day when we used to use like a soda can. I mean, that was bad. Bad news. I probably hurt myself.
And did you
that.
Just poke the holes in it or did you grab a net from the screen of a, you know, window?
And, both.
Right? It did. I mean, I've done both as well. That's pretty crazy. And I agree. Question number four of the high five. Chia, what is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Oh, this is a problem. I don't want to have the munchies after I get stoned. I mean, right? Man, this is an issue, right? Being a nighttime stoner, using it for sleep and relaxation. It's kind of
like, don't grab the popcorn. Don't grab ice cream. I just want to go to sleep. Why is this weed kicking in?
Exactly. It's a struggle. But for me, I actually just figured out, like, I go towards sweets when I'm, you know, I'll do the salty sweet back and forth thing when I'm stoned. And so I try to just make myself a really nice cup of tea with some honey in it. And that seems to sort of quell the need to eat ice cream or other.
Ooh, some nice hot tea. I like that.
So, yeah.
Well, Chia, what is the craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis?
Oh, Boy, I would say probably, I mean, I don't know how crazy this is, but at a concert.
Okay, which concert?
That's kind of fun when the whole crowd is going, everybody's holding their lighters up.
Isn't it just great? There's actually really nothing cooler than just being in with, you know, thousands of people and everyone's just kind of smoking or, you know, in the back of a church parking lot as well.
Good.
Whatever's good. Hey, wherever you're at, enjoy your cannabis. Question number five of the High Five, Chia, the co-founder and operations director of Arcana Flowers. Check out their website, of course, arcanaflowers.com. Hearing all about you guys has been amazing. Hearing your journey as a mother and a cultivator. I just love your story so much. But if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Wow. This is really cliche, but I would love to smoke weed with Bob Marley. We just saw the movie, right? That just
came
out.
Great? Did you watch it? I loved it. I liked it too.
It's so good. I mean, it's like a fraction of the story. And of course, you know, I read Catch a Fire. I've been to Jamaica many times. Like I have an affinity towards that culture. And so that would be a dream come true.
You know, and it's really special that the movie came out, because even watching that, as I watched that and hearing people's answers like this, it's such a joy to watch that story and to see his journey with his kids and then the other kid. It's just a cool story because, yeah. I mean, Bob Marley's a legend, and it's crazy to think that 2024 and there's finally a cool movie that comes out about him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really? It's taken this long? But I like the answer and I like the movie. Is there anything that we forgot to mention, Chia, that you want to mention before we let you get on out of here?
No, I'm just, please support small farmers, not just myself. If you see any sun-grown flower from anywhere in the Emerald Triangle or Northern California, Sonoma County, you know, please support the small farmers. We are struggling really hard. It's a really tough space to be in, you know, as much as we fight and advocate and, you know, trudge on, you know, we're producing great flower, but behind that curtain is a lot of struggle. And so the more that you can support small farmers in any way, by going to our events, buying our weed, buying brands that have small farmer stuff inside of them, also helped us. So please, that would be my number one.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Mendocino County's finest, you guys. Arcana Flowers, you hear about them, go check them out at a dispensary near you. Go pick out your strain. If they don't have it, ask for it. You just heard a lot about Chia. And make sure you guys check out the documentary Lady Buds. And once again, it's on Amazon, and you'll see the story of this lovely Chia and her family. And like she said, get ready to cry. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you, we do. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.